If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Welcome to Quest for Gold. We're now 817 days from the Summer Olympics in Los Angeles. I'm Ryan Burrow. The LA 28 Olympic public ticket drop has ended. This was the first drop of tickets for the games in Los Angeles. It began with a lottery sign-up months ago. Then participants were assigned a 48-hour drop time to purchase available tickets. Tickets started at $28 and ran to over $5,000 depending on the event. Once selecting the tickets you'd like to purchase up to 12, you had 30 minutes to complete the purchase. Tickets were first made available to residents of Los Angeles and Oklahoma City to give them first shot at tickets for games in their hometowns. And then it opened up to the rest of the country. That first drop ended Sunday. I did go through the process to purchase some tickets. Here's my discussion with WGN's John Williams about how it went.
Ryan Burrow, the WGN Radio News Director and our Olympic expert, joins us now. He's also the host of the Quest for Gold podcast here. Hey, Ryan, welcome back to the show.
Are you talking about my money specifically, John?
A little bit. Well, you know, producer Pete and his wife Molly were clicking around looking for tickets as well. So this week, tickets for the 2028 Summer Games in Los Angeles have gone on sale.
Well, let me straighten that out and just say Okay. My ticket window opened up. You had an opportunity to apply for the lottery outside of L.A. and Oklahoma City where the events will be taking place. They got an opportunity maybe 2 weeks ago to a week ago, and then a lot of other people, their window in the rest of the United States, their windows opened up this week, or maybe it was even tail last week.
Do you know if that's common? Do they always defer to the host city or region before they open it up to the public?
You know, they like the idea of the locals coming out, obviously, and offering them the first opportunity at some of the better tickets. To be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure if that happened in Milan or Paris or, some of these other Rio or some of these
or
other
Atlanta,
cities.
For that matter.
Or Atlanta. Yeah.
Maybe it makes sense because the locals have been most inconvenienced
Sure. Or
maybe have had to bear some expense for putting the games on, so they get first dibs. Now, the public at large, and I think that was Wednesday, wasn't it, Ryan?
Yes, I got my window opened up on Wednesday, so here's how it goes. I had 48 hours to get a maximum of 12 tickets. Now, you could do, 12 tickets, 12 singular tickets, 12 events, one ticket each. You could do, two tickets to six events. You could do it however you want. You didn't have to get 12 tickets if you didn't want to. I did not. But you got a maximum of 12 tickets. And what happens is when it opened up, you got to see the events and the dates that were available to you. And I can tell you, John, from coming in on Wednesday after all those LA people and all those Oklahoma City people and all of the people who were ahead of me in their lottery windows open through, I didn't have golf, basketball, gymnastics, swimming, beach volleyball, tennis, table tennis, diving, softball, rowing, flag football, or cycling. Those were not even available. Opening ceremonies were not available to me as well.
Gymnastics, did you say?
Gymnastics was a no. Not even rhythmic gymnastics.
Can I tell you guys, Lisa and I were talking about this. She bought some tickets as well. So, John, you might want to ask her about it later.
Of course she did.
She did buy some tickets already, just like Ryan. And she said the same thing. She could only get her secondhand choices, baseball. I think she got some baseball or something else. But, yeah, she's got tickets, too.
I got baseball. I was very excited. So I went when I saw the second aspect of this is not only the availability, but the price, right? Everything ranged in the hundreds of dollars. The $28 tickets that they were offering up were gone. They did that for LA 28, and I assume that most of the locals got probably those $28 prices. Everything that I looked at, the cheapest I saw was women's cricket, a preliminary round for $109 each.
Wow.
But when you start going through, let's see, handball, preliminary, men's and women's, $241, badminton, $303 a piece, canoe slalom. Now, this one was a medal event, $553 a piece. So yeah, they were a pretty penny. And just so you know, I went with six tickets. I got three events, two for each. I got baseball. It's at Dodger Stadium. I don't know who's playing yet. It's a preliminary. I got men's and women's 3-on-3 basketball. So this is not 5-on-5. This is kind of an outdoor pickup game style. It's pretty cool. And that's in Anaheim. And then I also got men's volleyball, a preliminary, which is in Anaheim.
So you're not guaranteed on any of those then that you'll see the American team?
No. No, those schedules have not been set. On average, with those six tickets, I'll just ballpark it. They were about $300 apiece when you factor in the actual ticket price and then the service fee. So one of my service fees was $74.49 each.
Of course it was.
And one of them was $63 and one of them was $40 each. So yeah, it was coming out to about $300 per ticket.
Well, you bought 12 tickets for about $300.
I bought six tickets.
Oh, so you're out about $1,800, something like that.
There you go.
And Mary, did Lisa, how specific was she about what she paid and what she got?
She did not tell us how much she paid. She would not tell us.
It must have been a lot because Lisa has no shame.
No.
And
evidently an endless budget or at least an endless interest in going. Lisa goes to all of the shows. She travels for them.
Yeah. And I don't think she told the dancing farmer about it till afterward either.
That would be her husband, for those of you keeping score at home. Producer Pete and his wife Molly are big runners, and she's a marathoner, and she's very good. I could see why they would want to go see track and field. I would want to go see track and field. And what they were looking at was about $1,100 a person.
That's what I was seeing. Yeah, I mean, you get a slew of events. There's a lot going on. You see the shot putters. And once you start getting to like the 500-meter, the ticket prices really shot up. I can tell you the most expensive one I saw, John.
Let me guess. Yes. Most expensive ticket that you saw online, did they have, like, I would say women's gymnastics final, but that probably wasn't
available to me. No, the only the most expensive ticket that I saw available to me was a single ticket to the closing ceremony for $4,900.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Okay, I'm sorry. If we get to bitch about Bears and Cubs ticket prices, do we get to complain about this too? Because that just seems silly. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's a generational thing. Time it was in Atlanta. Well, it was in Salt Lake City. It was in Atlanta. I mean, one of the reasons.
Generational mean like it's. Yeah, I thought you meant young people versus old people. But
exactly.
It just doesn't come here that often.
It doesn't come here that often. This is a lifetime experience that a lot of people will be having. And yeah, I mean, this is vacation, right? How much do you spend to take your family to Disney World? Yeah. Is $1,800 for a family of four for tickets for the park, that's probably realistic, right?
No, that's fair enough.
I mean, still got to figure out how I'm going to get there and where I'm going to stay, but
well, that's the other thing. So it's the whole experience then, isn't it? And one hopes that Los Angeles, which is not a small city, I mean, it's already crowded, I hope that it will be an efficient and pleasant operation for you, the people that have made extraordinary plans over years ahead of time, a lot of money. I hope it goes well.
And I want people to know, too, that if you do have the ticket window still coming up, there are tickets also, other options outside of L.A. There are soccer games taking place in Columbus, Nashville, and St. Louis. So perhaps you want to see a preliminary soccer women's match in St. Louis. Those ticket prices were probably about $200. I mean, I didn't factor in the service fees, but that's an option as well.
What do you click on? IOC.org or something?
You have to have registered for the lottery at this point. You can still go to the L.A. 28 website and you can still register for the lottery, but you're going to be on a pretty back cycle. And keep in mind too, John, I'm one of the first people with these tickets. I'm sure StubHub is going to have it's possible that the tickets I bought will dip in value. I have no idea, but obviously they're really hot right now because people want to secure a spot somewhere in LA.
My number is 312-981-7200. 815 texted in and said my ticket window opened Monday. The cheapest was handball or archery for about $160, and closing ceremony on Monday for me was $5,000.
The Germans love handball, by the way. That's a big sport there. I don't know if you knew that.
Well, we're not German, so I can imagine spending $160 and driving to Los Angeles to go watch archery. Of course, I'm not an archery guy. Maybe that's your jam, so you can't wait. Lucky you.
I wish I knew a little bit more about the layout. I felt pressured to get these tickets, and I wasn't necessarily thinking about how spread out these events were. Because if you think about LA and Southern California, I mean, it's probably like, you know, one game in Chicago, one game in Schaumburg, one game in Wakanda. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to think too logistically about moving around. I tried not to get them all in the same day. You know, every one is a day trip, apparently.
And you didn't have a media pass, huh?
That's what I'm working on, John. These could just be insurance tickets at this point. They may get sold if I do get credentialed for the games.
And
it'll
you
be
don't
a little
know
busy.
If the participating countries' Olympic committees get a stash of tickets in advance, right?
Oh, I'm sure there are sponsorship tickets.
I would expect they would. Yeah.
Well, it's just like a show at the United Center, right? How many of those were already corporate tickets? And
sure, you know, I'm sure this must feel like that to a lot of you who are trying to get these tickets, to say nothing of the service fees. And I wonder if there's going to be some dynamic pricing element where, as you get closer to the games, the prices are going to go up even more. Maybe not. They seem to be pretty high as it is. Here's a text. Ryan 773 says, we bought out LA tickets, Los Angeles Olympic 28 tickets on the official LA 28 site on Saturday. Ooh. And we were able to get track and field events that we really want to see.
Very good.
The track and field, the tickets are sold as bundles where you watch 5 to 6 track and field events that are back to back in the stadium. Tickets were $790 each and included one medal ceremony for an event and one final race, as well as some prelims.
That's
we
cool.
will be there for about 4 hours, so I thought the price was okay, considering that we will see several events. Not the greatest seats, though, in terms of being front and center. Going to an Olympic game is on my bucket list. Well, Ryan, that makes it sound like they're going to clear the stadium after a handful of events, or
like a day-night doubleheader, right? Like they do for baseball, and they clear everyone out.
They're going to pull that off.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's very cool because you're going to be able to see a lot of things and a medal ceremony. That's very cool. I know for the 3-on-3 basketball, I think we're going to get a men's and a women's because it's like a session, but the games go pretty quick.
Is ballroom dancing an Olympic event?
No, not this year. They've run it as test events before. And you're breaking. It did not make the Olympics this time after a test run there in Paris. Remember breakdancing? Do you remember the Australian?
Yes.
Yeah,
that
did not make it.
That was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
But softball and baseball is back. Why? Because it's in the United States. So softball and baseball is back after being off in Paris.
I'm surprised the golf is a sold-out ticket out of the gate.
Yeah, I heard those tickets were cheaper, so they were probably, you could probably gobble up a few more of those, and I don't know. I actually got to see where that event was. Maybe that played a role in it. Maybe it's a really cool venue.
And also, I guess it'll feel like a major.
Well, and the big guys do come out for that, yeah, and women, yes.
And then how do they do baseball then? Is it like the World Baseball Classic?
I don't know. We don't know if the pros are going to be allowed in this one yet. I don't think they've really set up the scenarios for that. I mean, USA has an amateur team that plays, so it's possible that it's a U21 team. And I don't know what countries are going to be in there. But it would be cool to see a Korean and a Japanese. I've never seen that kind of baseball. Dominican, you know, I'm used to seeing American baseball, so it'd be just cool to experience that, I think.
What do you mean, Korean or Japanese?
Well, I just mean that, you know, with their teams and their fans, and you know, it's assuming that, you know, Koreans will want to go to a Korean game and Japanese would want to go to a Japanese game. I think it would change the experience a little bit, a little different than the American way we see baseball.
Yeah, I mean, it would be the same game, but maybe
same game. But that's what the World Baseball Classic showed us, right? Those fans and the clapping,
or
and
the Little League World Series. I mean, you do see Mexico take on Taiwan, and that is kind of fun. I dig that. You know, what we should do is send the Savannah Bananas.
Yes, exactly. The underhand throw, the between the legs throw, I'm sure that everyone would appreciate that.
The play I saw the other day was, what was it? Some sort of a ground ball or something. And the kid goes to it, like, I think he fields the ball between his legs or does some like incredible gymnastic thing while making the play. They play really good baseball. And then he makes the throw to first and the guy is out. And rather than just ring him up, the umpire rings him up and then does a backflip, a standing backflip, which is just so damn funny. Hilarious.
It's Good stuff. The I was going to tell you too, John, just to stay on the ticket thing here. I did also purchase World Cup tickets, so I'm kind of in Lisa category, I suppose, with these tickets. But that was an interesting situation as well.
You're going to be sleeping on the sofa. What'd those right. bad boys run you?
They were about.
You don't have to answer that.
Yeah, they were. Answer. I mean, and it's not in Chicago, right? So I'm going to go to Philadelphia, and they were about 400 each.
And then who will you see then?
France is one of the teams. It's only one game, and we don't know. The other one is a TBA. Yeah, France may make that
one of the best
worth
players
it.
In the world.
Yeah,
right?
that might make it worth it by itself. You know.
Yeah. All right, Ryan. If there's anything else, pop in here or let us know. But congratulations, I guess.
Sure. Thank you.
you were able to spend a lot of money on tickets to an event you really want to see, so I wish you well.
According to LA 28, roughly half of all tickets are expected to cost more than $200, and about 5% will cost more than $1,000. Well, that'll do it for this pop-up episode of Quest for Gold. We're going to continue these through the next 2 years as we march closer and closer to the Olympic Games in LA.